Okay, everyone, welcome back from Pesach. Today's topic is Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so let's read this. The Torah tells us, Usfartem lachem mimochras ha-shabbos, miyom ha-viyachem ha-saomer ha-tnufa, sheva shabbosos t'mimos t'yena. That we start counting mimochras ha-shabbos. Okay. You have a pen? Mimochras ha-shabbos. That means from the day after Shabbos. So this was a debate between the Tzidukim and the Chachmei HaMesorah. How to interpret this pasuk? The Tzidukim interpret it literally. Machras HaShabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos, Saturday, Shabbos. So Machras HaShabbos is Sunday. So that means they always believe that Sfira is supposed to begin on Sunday. And according to that, Shavuos would always fall out on Sunday. And they would say the reason for this, and they would explain why the Torah gave such a halacha. And they said, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a nice fellow, and he realized that Shavuos is only a one-day holiday, so he might as well make it on Sunday, so it'll be like a long weekend, together with the Shabbos. And that was their sales pitch, to that it should be that Shabbos should be Shabbos gracious. However, our Masorah, we believe that Shabbos, in this context, is the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. That Shabbos is not Shabbos Gracious, but it's the first day of Pesach. So Machras HaShabbos means the day after. And that's what we do. We start counting Sfira the day after the day after Pesach. The second night, which people living in Chutz La'aretz, it's the night of the second Seder. And for people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, it's the first night of Chol Hamoed. And that's when we begin Sfira. So, in other words, and this was a machlokes between the Chachmei Masorah and the Tzidukim. The Bnei Yisrael explains that so why was in the pasuk does it say Shabbos when it refers to Yom Tov? So, Pasuk Shabbos just means a day of rest, even though. I mean, the Kippur is called Shabbos Shabboson. So, you know, maybe that's the symbol of Shabbos. What Machras HaShabbos means is the day after that you started resting. I mean, you started resting on the first day of Yom Tov, so the day after. The Bnei Soskha has this famous pshat that the idea is that the Pesach we didn't really deserve. We were on the lowest levels of Tumah, so we didn't really deserve to. We didn't really deserve to get out of Mitzrayim. It's just that if we would have stayed any longer, we would have sunk in the Sharitum. So the concept of Shabbos is something that comes naturally, even if you don't deserve it. Like Yom Tov normally is Mekadosh Yisrael Hazman, that we have to earn Yom Tov. Shabbos is not something that Shabbos comes on its own. Yom Tov, the best that is Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So to show that idea that we really didn't deserve Shabbos, So we didn't really deserve Pesach, rather, as it came as a gift, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Shabbos. That's what the B'nai Zohar is, because if Hazal say, the Goyim said, Halal of the Avodah Zarah, Halal of the Avodah Zarah, we would just much, we would have idol worship nation also. Yet we got for free, we really didn't deserve it. So we start counting Sfira Machar Shabbos. It's interesting, there are two minhagim when to count Sfira. Most, I'm sure, most of your shuls, you counted it in shul, the first night, right? And the Hasidim, the Kubalim, always would count the first Sfira after the Seder. You see in certain Haggadahs, at the end of the Haggadah, it has printed, Hayom Yom Echad La'Omer, that they would count Sfira after the Seder. So which is, why would you do one over the other? So normally, the halacha is that you can't eat before you do a mitzvah. Right? You're not allowed to eat a meal before. You can take a little snack. You can't eat a meal before you do a mitzvah. So therefore, it makes sense to count Sfira and Shul before the Seder. Seder is a whole meal. You can't eat a meal before you do a mitzvah. Unless it's, that applies like to davening Maariv also. You can't eat dinner before you daven Maariv. Unless you go to Minyan Kavua every night. So this way you won't forget Maariv. But the whole idea that this is an issue of eating before davening is because we're afraid that you're going to continue eating if you forget to daven. If you always know at 10 o'clock you always go to the Maariv Minyan, so it's like a clockwork built into you, so you won't forget. Okay? So that would make sense to why we should count Sfira first before we do the, right? However, the Rama Mipanu. Here's one of them. What does Ramah stand for? Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah. Menachem Azariah Mipanu. That's probably the word it's from. He was a Makubo. You know, there's a whole discussion about him. What's the discussion about the Ramah Mipanu? Is that it says in the tshuva is chasam sofer. This is a controversial tshuva. Any controversial tshuva, there are always people that say that it was a forgery. Okay. So you know what they said about Ramah Mipanu? You know what they said? They said about him that he was clean shaven. You don't think Makubo, right? You don't think Makubo would be clean shaven. So, no, the Chacham himself has a tshuva, but is it part of Yiddishkeit to have a beard? In other words, the halachas, you're not allowed to shave if you do it in an incorrect way, but maybe there's an Indian that a Jew should have a beard to stand. Nothing to do with, you know, that part of the Tzura Sayyudi is to have a beard. In fact, the B'nai Sosmer writes that the beard represents the Yudhima Mina Sarakhu. That's why the B'nai Sosmer writes in the Sefer Agra de Pirka that when you're stuck on a Taisus and you're having difficulty learning, you give it a little stroke in your beard, and that's Ma'or the Mina Sarakhu. So in the course of the discussion, Hassan Sofer, he discusses that. Maybe it's that. Maybe you see from the Ramah Mipanu that he was clean shaven and So Ramah Mipanu quotes the minhag to count Sfira after the Seder. And in the Sefer, the Mesik Eliezer explaining what the Ramah Mipanu is saying is like this. Is because basically, the Seder, what is the Seder all about? The Seder is all about the miracles that Hashem took us out of Egypt. As we said before, we didn't deserve any of these miracles. Right? Because basically, we were on the lowest of the low. Hashem gave us free ticket out. But we didn't. We didn't deserve these miracles. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, took this out. So, Sfira is the beginning of the time where we're now doing tshuva and we're earning our keep, so to speak. So it's not shy to count Sfira until after the Seder. Because in other words, there's a in the Yotzer, the Piyutim. So for Shabbos HaChodesh, Musaf, Shabbos HaChodesh, it says that the Yontif of, that the Chodesh Nisan is Chodesh, Shehei Yeshuos Makifos. And we're surrounded with what? With miracles. The month of Nisan. The month is surrounded with miracles. So the Oy Yisrael, the Oy Yisrael was the Achter Rebbe. He was known as the Oy Yisrael. So he said a different shot of Yeshua's Makifos. Makifos, if you ever learn the Mishnayos, to learn Lashon HaKafa, is when you buy something on credit, you buy B'Hakafa. Okay? You use your credit card. That's B'Hakafa. So it means that all the miracles, so he says, the Pashut Shai Yeshua's Makifos is like HaKafa, going around like by HaKafas. He says a different shot, but not that we're surrounded by miracles, but that the miracles that we got on the month of Nisan, we got it on credit. We didn't pay for it because we didn't have enough Maisim Tovim to pay for them. So now, the 7 weeks of the Sfira, we're paying for the things we got on Pesach. So it's not shy to speak about Sfira until after the Seder. It's after the Seder is what we got in credit. Now we're paying back. You don't pay back here before you get the credit. Right? So that's why I'll be Hashkafa. It makes sense that the whole Sfira should only begin until after the Seder. So that's why the Mekubalim and the Hasidim always start counting Sfira the first night after the Seder. And other people who are not as Kabbalistic and Hasidic, so we just do it in Shul. But there was this strong minute to count Sfira the first night after the Seder. And we view this period of time as now, so to speak, paying back the debt that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a freebie. And now we have to have good actions and mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim to pay back the loan, so to speak. Because we got all the miracles we got our credits. Like Pesach is a credit card. That's why the Shem Yishvuel explains the difference how come on Pesach we daven for tal and on Sukkot for Geshem. Because Geshem is either deserve it or you don't deserve it. Vayom shomot tishmu unasati mitar tzichem b'ito. Tal, the verses in Tainis, tal is lo ba'atzar. There's always due. Whether you deserve it or you don't. There's always due. That's why the verse says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Klal Yisrael said our relationship with Hashem should be like Geshem, the verse says that wasn't a good thing to say. Because Geshem, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. You should say that we should have a relationship like Tal. Have a relationship like Tal means that we're always going to have the relationship whether we deserve it or we don't deserve it. So that's what Tal is all about, and that's what Pesach is all about. And we didn't deserve it, so it's like Tal. And that's the beginning of Tal of the first day of Pesach, to show that everything we got was, a freebie. Tal is a freebie. It's always Tal. But if Klal Yisrael sins, they don't sin, it's always Tal. And that's what Pesach is all about. So after Pesach, that's when you have to start paying back the loans. And that's what we do. So therefore, Sfira only is after this. Okay.
Can someone explain it as a part of the Sasra between Sfira and Seder?
Okay, meaning that
that's Sfira before the Seder.
If you count the Sfira before the Seder, so then it's already saying that it's already
Yom Tov
Sheni.
That's the second thing.
Right. Yeah, that's Yeah, that could be also. Okay? Good. Now, there is a machlokes where the sphere of Zman Hazeh is the raisa of the Rabbah. The sphere of Zman Hazeh, the raisa of the Rabbah. Now, at first glance, you'd say, what's he talking about? Of course, it's the raisa, the passing of Chumash. Shmachta Machem, Machasar Shabbos. Right? So how could it be the Rabbanan? So the answer is that most Rishonim hold that since the pasuk says "Sfarim Chaim Achas HaShabbos," that Svira is Taloi in the Omer, meaning the Omer was brought on the second, was a korban that was brought on the Yom Beis of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is when the Omer was brought. There was a special korban from barley, and there was a kevis together with the Omer. And it was brought on the second day. And the Torah says you should start counting from the time of the Omer. And the Omer was that korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach. Why was that korban brought? That korban was the korban that let you eat chadash. You know that all the new grains you're not allowed to eat. All the new grains that took place, that took root after the second day of Pesach last year, you can't eat till the second day of Pesach this year. So that's when this korban was brought. So today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we can't bring the korban. So maybe the whole mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is contingent on bringing this korban, and since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have korban, so then maybe all of Sfira is only what? The Rabbanan. And that's how most Rishonim hold. Most Rishonim hold that all of Sfira is only the Rabbanan. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that Sfira is the Raisa, even the Zman Hazeh. Because the mitzvah is the Raisa of Sfira, even the Zman Hazeh, you have to count Sfira. The Torah says from the bring of the Omer. So the simple pshat is that the Torah just is using that as a reference point to mean the second day of Pesach, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is contingent on the Omer. So it's the reference point of the second day of Pesach. Okay? That's the simple track. And that's on the Rambam. There's a thief, means a Torah to count over the Zman. So those are the two extremes. The Balei Tosfos hold its Rabbanan, and the Rambam holds its Daraisa. There is a third Shita, the middle Shita. What do you think the middle Shita could be? So the third shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. What's the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham? So the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham is the following. Let's start with the kasha of Rabbeinu Yerucham. We know that when we count sphira, we all count spheres, so we know we count two things. We count the days and the weeks. So Rabbeinu Yerucham had an unbelievable question. Before we get to the question, let me tell you what he says. He says that the days, to count days, today that's the Raisa, the weeks are only the Rabbanu. Because the Pasuk that links the Sphira with the Korban Omer is what? Is the Pasuk of Sheva Shabbos, is the Pasuk of the weeks. So Mamela, counting the days is what? Is the Raisa. Counting the weeks is the Rabbanu. Because the pasuk of Shvartel Lachem and Machar Sashabas Biyom Abiyachim Zoma Tnufa Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Biyena is the weeks with the carbon. But the days independent of the carbon. With this, he explains the so that's the shita. And Yomim is the Raisa, and Shavuos is the Rabbanu. Shavuos is the Rabbanu. Now listen carefully. He has the following question. How come when we count the Omer, we don't make two brachas? Like Phil Shalgad and Phil Shalrosh. We make a bracha on the Yad and the Rosh, right? So we should do it like this. Asher Gishalom is Vesav Tivaru Al Siras Hayonu, and then say how many days. And then Shaykh Shon Mitzvah Sam Tzivan, I'll see Rasa Shavuos and say how many weeks we are. How come we don't do that? Aren't they two separate mitzvahs? So you know what his answer is? He says, you're right. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, and we brought the Korban Omer, and both mitzvahs were the Raisa, both the days and the weeks were the Raisa. So then we made two separate brachas and two separate countings. But since today only the days are the Raisa, so the weeks we just like throw in there. As like, you know, we say Hayom, you know, Shteves Hayom Shem Shavuach HaMechamish Hayom. In other words, we only even mention the weeks as an interpretation of how many days there are. Because the weeks is not real Chiyuv, as Ran is there. So it's just mentioned like Abba, so certainly we don't have a separate bracha. But in the Hanami, when there was a what? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Chiyuv Daraisa of the days too, so then there was the days and the weeks. There was a mitzvah to count the days, mitzvah to count the weeks, and each of them had a separate bracha. That's an excellent question. I mean, that's what he says. I don't know whether that's a Masorah or that's just a...
based on logic.
Yeah, or based on logic. That they, you know, I don't know if there's any way of telling the fish. But those are the three sheets. Oh. So now, what's the Nafkamina? Normally, the basic Nafkamina always between an ice and the Rabbanu is always suffering, right? Because we always say the cloud is suffering the rice from the chumra, suffering the rabbanu from the kula. The major nafkamina that's given in the poskim on this shaila is the question of svira b'bein hashmoshos. Are you allowed to count svira during b'bein hashmoshos? Meaning like this. we know that, I mean, it's a whole lot of focus about Zman. Did you do it the last semester or something?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
So let's just work down just simply with the Gra's opinion. The Gra's opinion is that once the sun sets, you have Shkia Sakama, that's the sunset. And then there's a period of time called Bein HaShemashos. That's twilight. And that time it's the Dao, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Right? And then it's Tesa Kachav. Then it's Seta Chava means three stars. Three stars, and then it's Vadai Laila. How long is Bein HaShemashos? So the Gra, you know, was speaking about Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, so that was like 13 and a half minutes, the twilight zone, and the three stars. The further you get away from the equator, the longer it becomes. So in New York, we consider it a bigger time. That's why, you know, the minute is people wait like at least 45 minutes or something like that before they end Shabbos. Okay. I'm not here to discuss the details of what the exact time of, but you know, but there are three. In other words, there's Shkia, then there's this Bein HaShemashos period, which could be 45 minutes, let's say, in New York, maybe. And then it's Tesa Kachama, then the three stars. So the question is, for Sphira, do you have to wait till Tesa Kachama to count Sphira? Or can you count Sphira right at Shkia? Because once Shkia comes, it's already something young, something lighter. So the post can say this, that if you hold like the Rambam, that Sphira is the Raisa, so then you can't be able to take the Sphira in the time with Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. You have to wait till it's Vade Laila. So then you have to wait till Tzeitzah Kachav. But if Sphira is only Drabanan, so therefore you can count that Shkia. You can count that Shkia. So like a lot of times, so in the Shulchan Aruch, Meikir Adin, we paskin that you can count by Shkia Meikir Adin. But the Shulchan Aruch says the Habedaktikim, the people who are Bedaktik, who are Machmir, they wait till Tzeisa Kachav. And Heimroy, he says Lasos, the Bedaktikim. So that's why in the shuls, like a lot of times if they're davening Maariv early, like either Mincha Maariv back to back, even if it's after Shkia, but they still wait a little bit. But once you pass like 25 minutes, then already you could, for spheres they're abundant, you can count with a bracha already. Certainly 35 minutes. If you can't with a bracha, you don't have to wait as long as you would wait for Shabbos to count with a bracha. Shabbos is healers and the rice, so we wait longer. But for this, there could be more of a svar to be made. Okay, so this we pass the meter in the sphere is Rabban. So the Ikir Nafkamina is whether you can count the sphere during Bein HaShemashos. When you have to wait. And this smart to say it, or Staff said this, others say this, that if you really think you're going to forget, and if it's already past Shkia, so might as well just count with a bracha. Again, if it's already 20, 25, 35, that's for sure you can count with a bracha. But you don't want to forget to count. So that's the Ikir Nafkamina. It's Sphira during Bein HaShemashos. There is another kasha Okay, before we get to that question, now, there's another important discussion in the poskim, based on the poskim Chumash. Sheva Shabbosos what? Tmimos. The sphere has to be what? Tmimos. So what does Tmimos mean? First, complete. So, what does Tmimos mean? What does it mean has to be complete? No. Well, what do you think? What is the connotation of that? What were we all taught? The first time you learned Hilchos Sfiras Olam, what were you all taught? You will know. What?
7 weeks. 7 days. 4 days.
No. And if you miss a day,
it's over.
But you will put. Right? You will know that. You miss a day, then you're out. Okay? We all taught that. You can't count with a brach anymore, you miss a day. Okay? In other words, if you miss at night, you know you can't still count in the day without a brach. But if you miss the whole 24 hours and you didn't count, then you can't count. There's always a, there was a sigh of relief when you know, you count number 49 and you made it. It's good, you know, made it, you know, because it's a, the type of thing that you don't want to blow. The best way to make sure you don't mess up is make sure you daven Mara for the minion every night, and then you'll be okay. You don't leave your own. Now, what's the source of this halacha? So you'll tell me because it says Tmimos, right? Tmimos means it has to be complete, right? Now who said that? Who's mechadish that? That's the Baha'i. In other words, this halacha that if you miss the day that you're out is only one of the early sources say it. It's not even in the Gemara. The Gemara never said such a thing. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, in his halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, he doesn't have such a halacha. The Rambam says, it doesn't say if you miss a day you're out. Why should you miss a day you're out? The Rambam doesn't have such a halacha. The Rambam just says you should count every night. If you miss a day, so you'll count tomorrow. Not if you miss, you're out. It's the Baha'i has this unique opinion that if you miss, you're out.
It's interesting because the Rambam says that's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the count.
Right.
And he also says you can miss and still count the bracha.
Right. Yeah, the Rambam holds you miss again. The Rambam never heard of this din. If you would ask the Rambam, you know, what if you miss one night? What should you do the next night? He would say, of course, count with a bracha.
So
I mean, in fact, he would say it's no different. Like, well, you didn't daven marv last night, so you daven marv this night. Of course, you didn't do it last night, so do it today. I mean, it's like I didn't sit in the sukkah last sukkah, so should I sit in the sukkah this? Of course you should. You know, you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday, so what does that have to do with today? Right? The Gemara never said such a halacha. It doesn't appear in the Gemara.
So according to the Rambam, it's 49 separate mitzvahs.
Oh, so that's the question. What is the pshat in the Baha'i? The Baha'i holds...
Well, it seems pretty clear that the Rambam is saying it's 49 separate mitzvahs.
It's 49 separate, and the Baha'i holds it's one mitzvah.
So...
Right, that's the classic way of explaining it. That the Rambam holds it's like 49 separate mitzvahs. Every day it's a different mitzvah. So if just because you didn't do the mitzvah one day doesn't mean you don't do it the other day.
Right.
right? And the Rambam and the other Rishonim disagree and say that it's one big mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik had a different way of explaining the Bahag. He thought that even according to the Bahag, it's still one mitzvah. It's even according to the Bahag.
What?
In other words, again, the Rambam was saying it's 49. The Bahag.
Oh,
the Bahag. Oh, you're right. Right. No, I think you're right. In other words, what I mean to say is, even the Bahag can hold every day as a separate mitzvah, like you said, 49 mitzvah. So why if you miss it, you can't count? So his shita is that if you miss one day, so it's not a count anymore. It's like saying 1, 2, 3, 5. That's not a count. It's not like any other mitzvah. Kriya Shema today, Kriya Shema tomorrow doesn't build on Kriya Shema yesterday. Kriya Shema today doesn't build on Kriya Shema yesterday. But here, the mitzvah, well, the whole nature of the mitzvah is a count, so it's not shayach to speak about counting when it's out of order. So 1, 2, 3, 5 is not a count, even if it's a separate mitzvah. But it's only a separate mitzvah if what you're doing makes sense in terms of counting. Now, they say Rav Soloveitchik had the following chiddush. I think Rabbi Josh Hoffman mentioned it. Others. What if somebody knows that on day 19 he's not going to be able to count? He knows he's going to go into a surgery and he's going to be out for 24 hours. So he knows that on day 19, today is before 19. Say today's day 10, for argument's sake. It's not, but. And he knows he's going to miss on 19, and he's holding by 10. Should at least he count up to. So if you say it's one mitzvah, so if you know you're going to miss 19, so maybe this is hard to say. Already what? You shouldn't count. You shouldn't count. You shouldn't count already now. Or. 1 second. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, no. That till you hit 19, your count is still meaningful. So then you should count. So that's the discussion. You know, there's a story told about the late Rav Yosef Breuer. Rav Yosef Breuer was the Rav in the Breuer's community on Bennett Avenue. And he, so they say the following story. I remember I heard this story. I was in high school here in MTA when he passed away. He passed away around 1980 or so. So the story went like this. That the night before he died, it was a Friday night, and he did two strange things. Number one, he didn't count Sphira that night. And number two, before he went to sleep, he put a challah roll in his pajama pocket. Those are the two things that he did. So the question is, why did he do those things? So they say, I heard this from Rabbi David Willi, quoted from Rabbi Nissen Alpert, that the idea being that he had a premonition that he was going to pass away. So he felt he was going to pass away. So that at least that day is not going to be tummy. It's not going to be a complete day. So he didn't count Sphira. And he put a challah roll in his body, because the halach is when somebody passes away, a dead body is muktzah. You can't move a dead body. But if you have something non-muktzah on it, so then you can move it. So he was afraid that people are going to move his body and they're not going to know the halacha that you need a piece of bread or something. So he put the challah roll already in his pocket before he went to sleep. That's the way the story goes. Another interesting question that the Poskim discussed in the Peschinuch, this is a famous question about Katan Shehigdi. What's the din if you become bar mitzvah in the middle of sfira? Do you have to you become bar mitzvah in the middle of sfira? So can you continue counting with a bracha? Or do you say whatever you counted before, you want to know the chayav? So maybe you should can't continue counting because.
Yeah,
if you, yeah. Right, if you become a ger in the middle of sphere. Most people become bar mitzvah in the middle of sphere and love becoming a ger in the middle of sphere. But I guess you can become a ger in the middle of sphere also. So this is a discussion. Some say you can't count anymore with a bracha, some say you can. I think I heard the name of David Feinstein the following kiddush that of course you can count. In other words, just like when a cotton does a bracha before he bar mitzvahs chinuch. So even if you hold you can't count, but still no gara from counting the taras chinuch. Because even if you want to say this year he's not chayav in sfira since he wasn't a gadol for the whole 49 days, but it's no gara from counting b'taras chinuch. So I think it's generally assumed that the cotton does continue counting.
It's two separate reasons.
Sorry.
I'm saying.
Sorry.
Behind the pre-bar mitzvah bronze, the source of the mitzvah was chinuch.
Right.
And now he's counting because he has the key to count 7 weeks. Does the one transfer over the other?
Right, but maybe then. So if you say that each day is a separate chiyuv, a separate mitzvah, so then now his chiyuv turned in from a chiyuv chinuch to a chiyuv mitzvah. But even if you want to say that it's one thing, and therefore won't be tamimus, he still could, that's what I think Rav David Feinstein was saying, he still could count with a bracha, b'tor chinuch. In other words, this mitzvah.
Now or before?
Even now. Because even though you want to say he's not chayiv because he didn't, the whole 7 weeks weren't when he was a gadol, so he's not chayiv in the mitzvah, but he's still chayiv in Torah's chinuch.
That's before the bar mitzvah.
No, but chinuch is normally before your bar mitzvah, because after your bar mitzvah you have a chayiv in Torah's mitzvah. But if I can find you a mitzvah, that even after your bar mitzvah you're not chayiv till later, then you'll still be chayiv to do it after your bar mitzvah with Torah's chinuch. But bottom line is, it's still to count. So you know, it was practical. Does he count with a bracha? Does he not? Bottom line. So that would. So I said to you before that concept of if you miss a little bit, you miss one day. That's only the Bahag Shita. Okay. The Gemara doesn't say that. How does the Gemara explain Tamimus? Just have to point out, the Gemara has a different shot of Tamimus. You know what the Gemara says? That Tamimus means not that you can't miss a day. That's the Bahag Shita, but that's not in the Gemara. Gemara says Tamimus means that you should count. How can we count Sphere at night? Why don't we count Sphere in the daytime? I mean, the Korban was brought in the daytime, so maybe we should start counting Sphere in the daytime. So how can we only count Sphere at night? We start counting Sphere the night before. So the Gemara says, because if you count in the day, we know the Jewish day is made of two parts, the night and the day. And the Jewish day starts the night before. The Jewish day starts the night before. So if you only count in the day, you miss the whole night before. If you count at night, then you got in the night part, and then it's chal for the day after. It's not going to be work in retrospect. So that's why we start counting the other night, so we should have a full day. In fact, Tosa's opinion is that you should maybe start counting at the very beginning of the night, so you get a real full day. Or Tosis even suggests maybe to count at the end of the day before, so now you get a whole 24-hour day. So we don't do that, but at least, you know, Tosis says Ben Hashmashos, you can count with a brother. But that's what the Gemara says, that that's Tron Demimus, that every day should be a complete day. And the idea being that, therefore, don't start counting in day, count the night before. Because if you didn't have this pasuk, you would think that maybe since you start, that you should start counting Sfira from the time of the Omer. And the Omer is brought in the day, just like any Korban is brought in the day. Good. Oh. There's one other halakha of Tmimos, and that is, there's a chumrah most shuls have, that on the night of the first night of Shavuos, they don't daven early. You know, at this time of year, everyone's into making early Shabbos, you know, early, you know, because things are late. So it would be very convenient if we can make early Shavuos. Right? Have an early minyan and make Shavuos early, right? Would that be convenient? So, as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara never says you can't.
Yeah,
well, right. So that is a later innovation that the poskim have, because Pashas is even if you make Shavuos early, you still have seven complete weeks, right?
So,
it's still there. The day's still there.
Count the night before.
And just because you accepted Yontif doesn't mean the day disappeared. You're still alive. It's Kedusha. There's extra Kedusha you put on the day, but the day's still there. You didn't cut off the day.
Isn't the Yontif celebrating the 49th day from Pesach?
Yeah, so.
So it's not 49 days of Pesach. You're. Shavuos, the description of Shavuos.
So Lemaisa, we don't do. The meaning is not to do it because of Tamimos, because it looks like you're cutting off the day. It looks like.
You're starting Shavuos earlier.
Right, that's the question. Are you allowed to start Shavuos early? So, minhag in most shuls is they don't.
I'm saying, is the reason behind it because it's not started earlier? Because Shavuos says to be 49 days from Pesach? You're taking it young to the 48th day.
Hmm. You're taking, in other words, Shavuos is day 50.
You're taking it in
still
in the 49th day.
Right.
So that's the problem?
No, the problem is that maybe when you accept Yontif, so you're like chiseling away at day 49, so you don't have day 49 days. That's right. But Mikra Adin, it's not a problem, because the day, Tosefta Shabbos doesn't mean that you're cutting away the day. Just you're adding an Issur Melacha on that day. It doesn't change the day. The best raya is, as brought from the Hilchos Mila. Say, for example, you accept the Shabbos early, right? And then your wife gives birth before Shkia. Right? So when is the bris going to be? No? Friday. The Kulei Alma. There's no shita otherwise. Because the baby was born on Friday. You accepted Shabbos? That doesn't mean that it's not Friday. It's still Friday. Friday is Friday. So the same thing. Just because you accepted Shavuos, it's still.
Why then would it be a problem any day during the Spirit's Omer? Why not on the last day? But that, without the Shavuot, it's fine on any of the days.
Right, should be
any day have to be Tamei.
Right, any day. That's sort of like Rav Roy was saying that that he felt he wasn't going to live, so that on that day he didn't count.
So this Shabbos always should be Tamei.
Right, right.
No one's more than that.
No one's, yeah. Right. Yeah. I guess because maybe the pasuk spoke about Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. So it's the 7 week Tmim, you know what I mean? So from that perspective, it's the 7 weeks after you move, so you're chiseling away from the 7 weeks. Maybe that's the. But I've never heard somebody be machmir not to make early Shabbos. I'm sure maybe someone must have thought of this. Not to make early Shabbos, because every day has to be.
I do remember when she was a kid, they wouldn't do early Shabbos until after Sphira.
Yeah, but no, that they don't do.
A lot of practically or
practically. Yeah. Yeah, that they don't do, because I went to those type of shuls also. But they would only do early Shabbos after Shavuos. Because they don't want people to forget Sphira.
Even if it wasn't for the fact that the reason was when you accept Shabbos early, it doesn't mean Shabbos started. Still the daytime, you may.
Well, you accepted an Issur Melacha.
Right, but the day is still there.
Right.
Even if that wasn't the issue, isn't Mixas Seyam Kekulo anyways? Meaning, so even if when you accept Shabbos, that somehow changed the day, it doesn't make a difference. You already had some of the day. So, your Mixas Seyam was like all day anyways. Even if it wasn't for that reason.
Yeah, but the whole idea of Tmimos is that we're not saying Mixas Seyam, we're saying it hasn't been a full day. Okay, there's another interesting question that's raised. Is how come we don't do Sveiki the Yoma by Sphira? Right, you know, in Chutzal Arts, so we have do Sveiki the Yoma, right? That's why you all did two stars, right? Two Pesach Seders. It's not so easy to have to do seconds. It's easy to just do one Seder and then follow Moed. You know, I'm sure one person is used to that. It's very hard to do two star. Your whole life, I mean, you did two stars, probably it's not as hard. A person is used to doing one Seder, they have to repeat the whole thing again. It's like a whole. So we do Sveiki the Yoma, right? Because even though we know today when the first day of Yom Tov is, but since there was a time that they didn't, we make believe our eyes are closed that we perform ki'ilu, we didn't know which day it was. Either it's a minute, it's a kind of shepherd's. So that means that the second Seder, second night of Pesach, maybe is really just the first night, right? And it's the third night that, right? So the third night might be day one. And the fourth night, so again, the second night maybe is nothing, maybe it's day one. The third night is maybe is day one, maybe it's day two. So the third night you should say today's one day, today's 2 days. On the next night, on the fourth night, you should say maybe today's 2 days, maybe today's 3 days. And Yom Yom Sheni, Yom Yom Shlishi. Right? Because why don't we do Sveika Dioma and Sphir Saoma, and every day we should count that day. We should say today's 10, today's 11, today's 11, today's 12. You hear the kasha? So why don't we do that?
Today is not a Zed. Do we know for certain the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov in America?
Yeah, I mean, we just.
We sort of got past it now.
So. Well, we know. Today we don't have a Sveika. We know when the calendar, we follow the calendar. We're doing what they do in Eretz Israel. There's no Sveikas anymore. But yet we still keep the concept of Sveika the Yoma. So how come we don't have Sveika the Yoma in the Geva Sphira Soma? So this question is raised by the Baal HaMor. And it was also spoken about by the Dvar Avram. So I'll say over from the Dvar Avram. Well, I really should say over from the Baal HaMor first. So the Baal HaMor says the reason why we don't do it is because then it comes out that on the first night of Shavuos, we finished counting, right? We don't count. The last Sphira is the night before Erev Shavuos.
right? That night is the last. And the night of Shavuos already, we don't count anymore. That would be the 50th. But if we were keeping Sfeik in the Yoma, we'd have to count that it's 49 on that night of Shavuos, which would be a zilzal to Shavuos. Because we're saying is Ki'ilu, maybe it's still a weekday. And since it's Yantav, it would be a zilzal to Shavuos.
So that's essentially what we are doing. By keeping the second day, we're saying really last night was the 49.
No, but so we're saying
we're not counted, but by keeping the second day, we're saying yesterday was still.
But if we would keep Sfeik the Yoma, then the night, that means the night before, we'd say today is 48, 49, and then the next day we'd say today is 49. Just according to the Tzad that everything started a day later, then the night of Shavuos maybe is 49. That would be a zilzal to Shavuos. So that's what the Baal HaMor says. So the Dvar Avraham had another pshat, and then he was chozer bo because basically, as Rabbi Brashfield will point out, because the Baal HaMor said differently, and that is that he said sort of like what we said from the Rav Soloveitchik. That just like if you miss a day, that's not counting. You can't say 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. That's not counting. So if you count, today is one day, Tuesday, 2 days. Today is 2 days, 3 days. That's not counting either. Counting is a precise science. Asiri vaday velo asiri sofek, like Meiser Behema. Counting is a precise thing. So it's not shy to count the Sfeikin. That's what he says. But it comes out, according to the Baal HaMor, clearly didn't hold that way. Because if he would, that would have been a simple answer. He's only worried about the Zulzul of Shavuos.
If it's an exact science, then how could we count in the first place? If it's a suffix.
No, because we know Meikar. Oh, so that's the question. In other words, according to, did they? First of all, it's a question when they had a real suffix, did they count? Today we don't have a real suffix. When they had a real suffix, did they count or not? So the Dvar Avraham would say that even if they had a real suffix, they wouldn't count. They because that's not shaykh to count. And others might disagree. Just say we only don't count because it's not a real suffering. Okay, so that's the. Then there's another interesting question about Shomei Ka'ona. Normally, one person can make a bracha for everyone. Like Kiddush Friday night. You don't have to have everyone at the table make Kiddush. One person can make Kiddush for the whole, everyone is there. And everyone else listens. That's the concept of Shomei Ka'ona. So the question is, do you say Shomei Ka'ona by Sphere's owner? Just the Gevar says on Pasuk Spartim Lachem Shetehei Sfira L'chol Echad V'Echad. That there has to be a Sfira for everybody. So some Achronim interpret this to mean that every single person has to have his own sphira, and you don't say Shomei Ka'ona. You know, there's a famous Vilna Gaon, and it's also a Ritvan Megillah. He asked the Kasha, what's the first mission in Shas? No? First mission in Shas? Anyone know? From Brachas? What does it say? What does it say? Amasai Korin Shma Barom. Right? Korin is what? Plural. And what's the first mission in Megillah? Megillah what?
Nikris.
Singular. So the Gaon of the Ritva asked the Kasha, why this plural word is singular? So he's the only Gaon that they say, because based on the Yerushalmi, it says you don't say Shema Ka'ona by Kriyashma, everyone has to say their own Kriyashma. So therefore that's why Korin, everyone says their own. Megillah, one person reads it for the whole community. Megillah Nikris. So the same thing, Spartan Lachem, that everyone has to have their own sphere. And that's why the meaning is that we don't just have one person get up and count sphere for everybody. Okay? So others disagree and say that that's not shot in the Gemara. Spartan Lachem Dechad, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokes, means that you might think that the Chiv is only on, the Chiv is on Bezdin. That Bezdin should count sphere for everyone. No, that's not a Chiv on Bezdin. Chiv is on everyone. But when I'm listening to Shomei Ka'ona, that's my sphere too. That is sphere of the Cholecha Nefa. So it's not so poshut. Then there's another question, what about the bracha of sphira? See, our minhag is not only we count sphira everyone their own, that everyone makes their own bracha. That's also our minhag. So usually we say you don't shouldn't do that. Maybe one person should make the bracha of everyone, because of Rav Ram Hadras Melech. So why do we do that? And that's not part of Shekei Sphira L'Cholecha V'Echa. So that, I think, the simple reason is because a lot of times a person doesn't know which day it is. So he's going to wait. So if so he's going to wait to hear the chazan's count the sphira, and then if he's going to hear the chazan's bracha, and then he's going to hear what day it is, and then first count after he hears the chazan count, there'll be a pause. So l'chatchila shouldn't have a pause like that. So maybe that's why. So therefore, the minhag became that you hear his bracha, you hear his sphira, and this way, when you make your bracha right away, you'll make your sphira. Yeah.
My father said that in Boston, the Rav used to have everyone in the shul say the bracha and the sphira with the chazan, so they wouldn't be able to say Shema Ka'ona, they'd all say it at the same time.
They would all say
the bracha and the counting at the same time.
Together with the chazan.
Yeah, the chazan would say it out loud and everyone would say it to himself, well, the chazan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the rabbi would do.
Right, so this way, what do you gain from that?
So just in case you would be Yotzei Shmei Kona, that you're not.
So this way, in other words, because if you're Yotzei Shmei Kona, at least you have Kavanah Shel Lotzeis, but maybe someone won't necessarily have Kavanah Shel Lotzeis, so then you really were Yotze ready, and then it's a Shaila of Brachim Matal. Yeah. It's brought down to Shulchan Aruch when somebody asks you what day it is in the Omer, you don't tell them tonight is a certain time of day, you say what it was yesterday. But that doesn't apply if they ask you in the middle of the afternoon. That's only if they ask you Bein HaShmashos. If Bein HaShmashos are ready, you could be Yotze. You could be Yotzei Ben HaShmashos. So since you could be Yotzei Ben HaShmashos, so then you shouldn't say. That's the famous Baal Tshuva joke. I think Rabbi Raff was giving a shiur on the lecture. You know, the Baal Tshuva, they asked him, what do you have what's for dinner? So he said, last night was, pizza. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the... Okay, so that is the let's okay. So let's just review the topics that we talked about. We talked about what Sphira is, the Rice and the Rabbanan, the Rambam Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. We talked about the Nafkamina Ben HaShmashos, whether you can count Ben HaShmashos. We talked about what Mimos means. We talked about Sveikid Yoma.
he talks about Shomei Kahona. So this is a, you know, Sfiras Omer is a nice topic to talk to Shehigdil, all these interesting topics regarding that. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah will continue. What is the topic for next week? Anyone have a sheet?
I have the syllabus.